attention in the global coronavirus outbreak has circled back to where it began today. China's President Xi Jinping has for the first time visited Wuhan, where the virus first emerged last December. There, the spread of the disease has slowed, with people across China gradually returning to work. But Wuhan-like lockdown scenes are now the reality elsewhere. Italy has gone into total lockdown, and other countries from the UK to Israel are ramping up their responses to the virus spread. Will Australia eventually see mass self-isolation in a bid to contain COVID-19? Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
More than 100,000 people have been infected with coronavirus across China, and more than 4,000 have died. But most of the infected have recovered, and the rate of infections has slowed. However, as quarantine measures start to be lifted across China, other countries are cracking down. Italy has imposed emergency restrictions to try and contain coronavirus.
It was quite spooky, very quiet. A lot of people walking around looking a bit dazed, and more people with masks this week.
Anna Kay is an Australian woman living in a small Italian village near Siena in Italy's Tuscany region.
I do feel worried. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what will happen, but basically for the next month I'll be housebound. So, yeah, life won't be normal for a while, I expect.
Italy, with more than 9,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus and more than 400 deaths, is the second worst hit country after China. As part of its emergency conditions, people have been asked to stay home, restrict travel, and public gatherings have been banned. In the UK, the government will impose new quarantine guidelines where anyone with minor symptoms will be asked to stay at home. The Chief Medical Officer is Chris Whitty.
Everybody who has even minor respiratory tract infections or a fever should be self-isolating for 7 days afterwards. And this is going to be the next step. We have not yet reached that step, but we are going to be reaching that step in the really quite near future.
And as the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 rise in New South Wales, Sydney doctor Kathy Hull, who herself has just spent 2 weeks in self-isolation after her Ryde Hospital colleague tested positive, says putting major population centres in quarantine, regardless of symptoms or contact, could stem the virus spread.
If we did something like that now, we could slow down the spread, and that we could slow down the rate of infection, which will give us time to get the plans and the preparations into place.
But Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, says a widespread shutdown of schools, hospitals and businesses isn't necessary.
Our advice is we're not at that stage. If we had more sustained community transmission, then we wouldn't hesitate to make recommendations about public gatherings, about schools and the like. But we're reviewing this every single day. We look at the epidemiology, we look at the pattern. Each of the state and territory health departments and I get together. And if there was a reason to make significant public event moves, as you suggest, we would do it.
Infectious disease expert Mary Louise McClaws says while the idea of mass quarantine has merit, it's not a practical solution.
I think it's a very interesting perspective. And if the numbers were starting to drop overseas and we didn't think that once those 14 days were up, that we could then have more cases coming into the country. It's a highly effective method, but it would be a waste of time and energy and resources if we weren't keeping the borders safe.
But Australians are clearly concerned. The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, confirmed today that Australia's coronavirus hotline has already received 20,000 calls, and extra staff will be added this week.
Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.